This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now, along with our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you very much for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working the oil rigs all around the country and all around the world, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and like the page, and after you like the page, then guess what? Jump in the chat room and get into a conversation where it looks like a whole bunch of them city slickers are doing in there right now, and I'm just kidding because I'm picking on Eric and Seminole. Alrighty, there you go. Let's get to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
When's the last term you heard the term city slickers?
A while back, but yeah.
I just thought I'd throw that in there. All right, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, last night the president came on Sean Hannity's show, and I've got just a little bit of audio here from that conversation. Now, this deals with what would happen if Joe Biden got elected, plus a comment about the police and a comment about the Second Amendment. And pay close attention, folks. There'll be a quiz afterwards.
I open the show with, well, who are you going to call if we defund the police or eliminate the police? That seems to be getting momentum in the country. That scares me. I don't like to know your feelings on it.
Well, Joe is referring, when he said dirty cops, I believe, to James Comey, and he was right about that one, and McCabe and that group. So he was referring to them, but, you know, it's a different form. It's a different uniform. And, you know, you have bad and you have great. You have cops and police and law enforcement, they're great people, and that's a vast, vast majority of them, and they do an incredible job, and they keep us all safe, and they love their country, and they don't want to make any mistakes, but they're under siege, there's no question about that, and we worked on some things very closely with law enforcement, and a lot of it you had on your show. I noticed the other night you had it on your show, and whether it's the cams, you know, the dash cam and the body cam, which is a camera, basically, very sophisticated camera, and other things. We have a lot of that in the bill, and it passed, and it's going to be, a lot of things are happening right now, but I signed an executive order, and a lot of that is included in what the Republicans put out today, and the Democrats, all they do is complain, you know, they complain, but they've done nothing. They do nothing. They want to defund, and they want to abolish. They want to abolish police departments.
Now, I will say this again, Kyle, because I've said it before, and I want everyone to understand thoroughly where I'm coming from. We are watching the last gasp of a group of people that have been trying to fundamentally transform America for the past 70 years plus. This goes all the way back, really, into the 1920s and 1930s. And as a result, they think they have the upper hand because they've got the people on the streets. But what the people on the streets are doing is that's not the majority of the people that are involved in the issue. That is a minority, because who are the ones that aren't in school right now, Kyle?
Well, you've got the college kids, for one thing.
And who's out on the street?
The college kids, yeah.
And who else is out there?
Who would that be?
The high school kids. They're not in school either.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all the youth out there on the street, and you got them joined up in this because they have been effectively brainwashed by the teachers and the type of programs that they've been taught. They've been being taught socialism, and very quietly, and some of the parents have not paid attention until, like, right now. And they're saying, I've talked to some parents that are saying, I can't believe what they're teaching my kid in school. It's exactly the opposite of what we learned. And they're telling these people to call on their parents if there's something going on and to report them to the police and all sorts of things, all the sorts of stuff that was always handled in the house, but not anymore. That's what's going on in America right now.
Well, right, Captain. Just strike up a conversation these days with a young person, high school, maybe just going into college or going through college right now. Strike up a conversation about George Washington or even Abraham Lincoln. You'll be shocked at what you hear coming back at you, especially if you talk about the Founding Fathers and you talk about a basic American history. You're going to hear that America's bad.
The liberals are trying to rewrite history. They're trying to get rid of all the statues that are around of the people that made America from the beginning, the colonists. They're saying, oh, he was a racist. I got to get rid of George Washington. Oh, Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Oh, Abraham Lincoln was, all of this stuff. They're trying to rewrite history, and we, the people, cannot allow them to do that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry, Captain. No, you're absolutely right. And one of the things about people like Jefferson and Washington is that, again, they put into place a new style of government, a new system, which had the ability to change. And that was one of their greatest gifts to America. But yet they're now being vilified because it serves somebody else's political purpose.
And anybody that's out there, these young people are going, they love socialism, they love this, they love that, socialism is the way to go. They have no idea because they haven't lived under it. And if they think getting free stuff is what socialism's all about, you are wrong. Socialism is when you lose your liberties and your ability to be able to complain about what it is you can't get to begin with. Think about that as we take a break, and we'll come right back. More in the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. He's waiting on the phone for me to get back to him, which I will do once I tell you this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for going on just a little bit more than 4 years right now. And simply put, it works for me because I have arthritis. And if you have arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, any kind of general pain at all, or maybe the job that you have entails you coming home at night with a bunch of muscle aches and pain, then let me tell you about Relief Factor and the 3-week quick start. You can take that, and within 3 weeks, you'll know what it's going to do for you. It's $19.95. Not all that much money, and you can take it and get started on it, and then you'll find out what the rest of us know. Tens of thousands of people have ordered that product here off the radio show, and we thank you very much. They gave me a website to send you to. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and again, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, sign up for the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. You'll know, you'll feel the difference, and because after all you got to lose is pain, right? ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to make, again, perfectly clear to the audience that we have to understand this is not a game. This is not something that we should take lightly. This has been going on in this country for going on 70, 75 years, all the way back into the 1930s and 20s when this all first started. And it's just been moved along. And now we're at a fever pitch where the radical left and their indoctrinated students, which is what they think they got, look, we got all these kids, we've been teaching them in school how to do this and that. They think that they've got the upper edge. They do not. And it's time to get serious and start countering these people, even though they do control places like Facebook and some of these other chats, tweet, and all that sort of stuff. But you got to go out there and you got to fight fire with fire. There's no backing down to this because these people are serious about the fundamental transformation of America and taking control of everything. And if you think we're sitting back watching them take down statues right now, Kyle, you had an interesting analogy. Go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. It dawned on me that, you know, there are those who are applauding the tearing down of statues, and really now any statues. It seems like they're just indiscriminately tearing down statues. But the thing is, they are being goaded into doing this kind of thing to erase history, believing that they're doing a good thing to erase it, but after the people that are trying to get them to do this actually take power and establish the thing that they want for this country, one day when you try to tear down their statues, the statues they put up, watch out. You might just get shot trying to do that because it will be a wholly different kind of regime you'll live under. It's very scary.
And one of the things the protesters around the country just picked up in the last week or 10 days is they want to get rid of the security police that are at the schools.
Some of
which would include not just high school but also college. Now when they do that, then they have a lawless nature all around them and they can basically do anything they want anytime they want to do it.
Can you imagine this, Captain? The idea, I mean, they are there for security purposes.
Why were they put there to begin with? Let's see. Rapes, drugs, beatings, shootings, right?
Right, yeah. Imagine an active shooter at your kid's high school, and there's no armed SRO officer on campus all the time that can begin to shoot back at a maniac. I mean, this is completely Orwellian. You're safer without security.
Well, that's because the pretty girls are going to go out there with flowers and throw them at the shooter's feet while they get shot.
I guess so. But
mentally deranged people are not going to, and this is what we're dealing with. A lot of this is mentally deranged, somebody off the wall, that sort of thing. They're not going to listen to anybody. They're not going to get talked down. It just isn't going to happen. Case in point, look at any school shooting you want. People tried. How did that work out?
Well, exactly. I mean, and it makes complete sense, Captain. People lock their doors. A lot of times outside the ATM, there's an armed security officer who's standing out there. And we protect dollar bills in a machine, but for some reason we can't protect our kids. I mean, these are the kinds of crazy things, the insanity that we're being forced to knuckle under to. And people have got to stand up to this kind of thing.
Well, I get something called Blue Lives Matter News. And it's actually the publication that comes from the Blue Lives Matter group. And I'm going to just read you some of these headlines here. First one is, man points gun at motorists, then he points gun at concealed permit holder, and now he's dead. Big mistake, huh?
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. And then the second one says, police major under investigation for citing studies which suggests police racial bias doesn't exist. In other words, he stepped up and he said, well, it doesn't exist in our department. We're having a good... And they turned around and they're investigating him now.
Well, sure, because he went against the narrative.
Yeah.
And again, it's not about people living and working together, because if that's actually happening, well, that goes against what the far left really wants to do. And they only are using this, they're literally using everybody trying to, again, get power. But if people are actually working together, well, we got to come in there and start throwing some labels around.
And here's the one that bothers me the most, and this is specifically aimed at our listeners listening to us right now in Seattle on our affiliate in Seattle, KITZ, AM 1400. Why in hell did you people sit quietly by and allow the Seattle police chief and the Seattle mayor to ban the police from possessing anything at all that deals with crowd control weapons, like a nightstick, like a boomstick, like your tear gas, like your mustard gas, or mustard gas, sorry, your spray that they use, the pepper grass gas spray, all of that stuff has now been banned from being used.
Well,
you have put the police in a position to get injured.
Well, that's right. Yeah, does everybody feel safer now? I don't think so.
Or think of this. If the threat was threatened, they're going to shoot somebody.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you could actually increase that kind of thing happening as a result of that. But
yeah.
But when the mob comes in order to burn your business or attack you or just because you're walking down the street, I mean, you're going to wish that the police had some kind of weaponry at their disposal.
Unless you do what some of these store owners did that we saw stand up for their business. They got themselves and their neighbors there with shotguns, stood right there, pointed the shotguns at the crowd and said, okay, you come any closer, we're going to blow you away. And they meant it.
Yeah, and again, this isn't where we're supposed to even be going with this kind
nope.
of thing. That's why we have a police force.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the other thing that's going on is we've had police officers walking off the job, and I understand that in Minneapolis as well as in Atlanta, and we've had dozens of them, if not more than that. We don't know the exact number because we're not getting an exact number. The police don't want to let you know that they've had several hundred people call in sick in Atlanta. We heard that rumor last night that there were several hundred police officers in one district, Zone 3, where they actually abandoned the precinct because they didn't have enough officers in there to maintain the precinct.
Yes, exactly.
They called in sick.
Called in sick, and this is one of the tactics, Captain, of the far left. The happiest clams if they can get the police departments defunded or if they can make it so hard to be a police officer and so scary that good cops are going to quit and people are going to be left with no police.
Yeah.
However they accomplish it.
And I'm going to say this again, folks. If you're in this movement against the police, defunding the police, and all that sort of stuff, and you want the police departments abolished, and you don't care, and you think there's too much police power, this, that, and the other, then you are part of the problem. Because until we get law and order maintained in this country, and I'm talking about laws that are on the books that need to be enforced and order maintained to where you can walk down the street without being worried that a group of thugs is going to come up and whack you over the head and steal your wallet, or worse, okay, like the women, the 93-year-old woman that got knocked down?
Yes, I saw
that. Yeah, well, that guy had a record. He had a rap sheet. He never should have been out on the street. He was released on his own recognizance because of that stupid no bail law
mm-hmm.
three times in New York City. He should have been in jail.
Yeah, and he attacked a defenseless old woman. I mean, this how heinous is that, you know, truly?
Oh, and New York, I got a bone to pick with them before we go to break. NYPD says there's been no criminality found after the three cops were sickened with the Shake Shack milkshakes. Unbelievable.
So if you put bleach in a person's milkshake...
You're good to go.
Yeah, I guess so. Gee,
you're good to go. All right, here comes the music. Folks, when we come back, we'll get back to some generic stuff there. But I had to get into all of that to begin with because this movement that's going on in America, you need to know that it's not going to happen on my watch. We're going to keep preaching this, and wake this country the hell up because it ain't going to happen.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest faces a long list of charges, including felony murder.
You certainly can't fire a handgun, at someone who is running away.
Paul Howard, Fulton County's district attorney, says they have a mountain of evidence.
He would become one of the first police officers to actually indicate that he is willing to testify against someone in his own department.
The White House indicated President Trump will support the Senate Republicans' legislation aimed at reducing police violence and increasing accountability, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
What we've done is a bipartisan piece of legislation, taking the priorities in the House bill, the words of the president in the executive order, and crafted it into a piece of legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now you can find Geico online by going to the website, geico.com. And while you're there, type in your zip code and ask for a cost comparison on what you currently are driving. Because if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you've got a motorcycle, ATV, RV, whatever it is, even a boat, whatever you're driving, they will be happy to give you a quote to see if they can save you some money, which in many cases they do. And they've also got homeowners and renters insurance too. Now, if you bundle everything together, you'll save even more money. So check them out online first by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Type in your zip code. You'll get the information you need to have. And then if you need to speak to a live person, they'll set that up for you, get you to a local agent, or you can handle everything online at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And make sure you always tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, there's an interesting poll that showed up today that if people will pay attention to it, it might create some havoc on the left side of the aisle. Newsmax had out there, I believe it was a Zogby poll, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, that 55% of the people polled believe that Joe Biden has dementia. And if that's true, why on earth would you want to elect somebody president that has that problem, because you know the vice president is going to have to step in? And if it's Kamala Harris, if it's Stacey Abrams, if it's the current mayor of Atlanta, if it's Val Demings, the former police chief and first-term congresswoman out of Orlando, Florida, you are going to have a big, hard move to the left.
An amazing move to the left, absolutely. Well, you know, Captain, the one word about the Democrat the Democrat state of affairs right now in terms of their election and their candidate is bizarre. This is they are trying to make it look like, no, this is the most normal thing in the world. Biden, he's just a longtime politician, et cetera, et cetera. But it's bizarre because poor Joe Biden is there's something going on with him, and we
it's obvious.
See it. Yeah, but what the Democrat Party is doing is they're saying, well, I don't think they really even care about that. What they care about is getting that vice president, whomever it might be, who's going to be very far left, and they believe that that vice president would take over not in 4 years, but maybe in much sooner.
I do not believe if they elect Joe Biden, I do not believe that he will last a full term. I don't believe it.
Well, I think that what they would be probably banking on is the idea that he would announce some sort of incapacity very early on and transfer over to the vice president, of course. So, because what's behind Joe Biden is a machine. It is a political machine, and all of the decisions are not going to be made by Joe Biden. They're going to be made by the machine, basically, and that's the big difference between Biden, the Biden machine, and President Trump. President Trump is an actual president who actually makes decisions. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, everything is, it's always, you know, it can go one way or the other. But you have someone who's actually in charge, and that's what's rankling the so-called deep state, because somebody's actually doing things that are good for the country that aren't going through this mechanism.
Now, next Tuesday, there's a book scheduled to come out from John Bolton. The administration, the White House, has filed papers in court, the Department of Justice, too, to stop the book from coming out, because apparently there are some top-secret conversations that were in there that Bolton did not get permission for to release, and that is blatantly illegal. Now, in a first leak book snippet that came out yesterday, leaked intentionally, I might add, John Bolton ripped the president's stance regarding China and what he was doing with China. And that came out. And those are top secret conversations that were had with the president that never should have left the room.
Well, again, you know, Captain, there's a couple of dynamics here. Number one, you're right. He can't go out and say things that are not for public consumption at this point because mm-hmm. they'd be classified and this mm-hmm. kind of thing. But then also, of course, you've got many who are mad that John Bolton didn't come out with any of this stuff while the impeachment hearing.
Oh, yeah. The Dems, Nadler and Schiff in particular, have blasted Bolton for saving up his dirt for publication in a book, rather than testifying it while they were having their impeachment proceedings going on, because they believe this is the gotcha moment.
Right, and of course we're being told it's a gotcha moment, where, you know, this book's going to come out and this kind of stuff, but it's the same kind of thing as impeachment. Because remember, what did Adam Schiff tell us? There was all this evidence that the president was going to be impeached and this kind of thing. It was all there, but of course it wasn't all there. It was easily torn down. The same thing I think would happen with the Bolton book, but you see, that really doesn't matter to those who are trying to get the narrative going. All they care about is get the headline out there, Bolton's book shows impeachable offenses, and that's, mm-hmm. and they think that's all you need to get the fire started.
Now, I got a comment that was sent to me in a direct message. It's Ben from South St. Louis, and he's listening to me, and he's thanking us very much. He's listening to us on iHeart through the internet, and he's saying, Captain, do you realize that if they get rid of the qualified immunity for the police, that the police will then be sued for everything they do all the time without any consideration at all?
Yeah, that's right. See, that's part of the idea of overwhelming the police force, overwhelming the judicial system, basically, as well. And again, creating chaos. Because, you know, Captain, reminds me, remember back in the day that show Get Smart, where Maxwell Smart was with the control, and then the bad guys were called chaos. Well, this is exactly what the Democrats are trying to do.
Yeah.
They're trying to simply to make chaos everywhere.
All right, now it's time to talk about an old favorite, Anthony Scaramucci. Remember him, the Mooch?
The Mooch, yeah.
Well, former Bush and Trump administration officials, including Anthony Scaramucci, have now formed a pro-Biden super PAC, and they are actively going after money to go after and defeat President Donald Trump. A way to go, Mooch.
Well, you know, I
got to admit, I can't stand him.
Well, he certainly thought he was going to come in and be a real whirlwind, and it didn't really work out very well, to put it mildly, when he was White House communications.
He's a grandstander. You know what a grandstander is?
Well, sure.
He's a grandstander.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you know, they're trying to defeat President Trump now for various reasons. There are various people who want to do this. George Conway and a bunch of others and so forth. But you know what? Are they really serious? Do they really believe that electing, as I was talking about, the Biden machine, that will somehow make everything better? No, not at all. I mean, they really need to wake up and see exactly what they're doing. If it's out of personal animosity, I guess from a human perspective, we understand that. But you got to rein it in. It's adult time. We're not supposed to be doing this kind of stuff. We've got to make sure that the Constitution and the Republic goes forward and people don't get a chance to turn it into some kind of socialist nonsense.
Speaking of waking up, many doctors and lab techs and people in the medical profession in general now believe that bad virus models being projected caused the financial catastrophe that America has been going through.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, the virus is a real thing. There's no doubt about that. But the models and everybody is still terrified. I talk to people every day, Captain, that are still terrified about, should we go to the store? Can we go over here?
I know people that won't go to the store. They call up and they get their groceries delivered to them and all that stuff. I know.
That's right. And even the commercials have...
Let me drift over because we got Dan the Man coming in here. And Dan the Man, you called with about a minute left, so go for it.
Oh, well, this won't take long. I'm telling you, if Trump has a false, he hires a bunch of people that are hooked on themselves. They think they're the brains behind the throne, and none of that's true. And that Scaramucci, he's one. He's only out for himself. He thinks he's smarter than what he is, and he's none of it. And as far as George Conway goes, Kellyanne Fitzpatrick Conway, if you knew his personal life, it is bizarre as hell. I mean, he's dated Michelle Malkin, he's dated Laura Ingraham, he's dated, the only thing he does, he's this self-contained Catholic that knows more about Catholic theology than the Pope. You know, that's why Ingraham became Catholic. He's the most bizarre man you'd ever want to speak. If he hated me, I would wear that as a badge of honor. Because the guy's about as screwy as they come.
Yeah. All right.
I love it, Dan. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you, Dan the Man. Thank you, Dan the Man.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And that was a great word of wisdom there, Kyle. I really appreciate that one.
Yeah. I know.
All right. Now, again, we're going to be going to break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways. But the court yesterday, Supreme Court, struck down the Trump rule that drug makers must disclose their price.
Yes, that's right. Very interesting. And that was one of the hallmarks, you know, of what President Trump's been trying to do to get some more clarity for people.
You got it. All right. Hang in there. Folks, we'll be right back. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways when we come back because the roads are very important to us. And, yeah, we got some more funky weather out in the northwest up in the mountains. So, you know, winter has not gone anywhere yet in some areas.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center and your Flying J Truck Stops, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. The largest truck stop chain in the country. Stop on by and find out why. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because on the Third Watch you're going to get a free large cup of coffee. Compliments of the Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty, here we go. righty, that's Deep Purple with Hush, and that's an oldie but goodie. That thing there is almost 50 years old, but, you know, the music still has its merit and its value. Now, let me bring Kyle Warren into the mix here. That was back in the day when men were men and women were proud of it.
That's right. I know that song, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we got some national weather to talk about tonight. Out there in the west in California and Nevada, we've got some couple areas out there people should be aware of, so go for it.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, in Southern California, we're still experiencing mild temperatures. Looks like that's going to be happening in the next few days. But, again, the real story in California, from Modesto to Redding, we've got that fire weather warning in Central California, essentially. And that means that we're going to have some triple-digit weather, of course, and also, again, fire warning. And that also means that there may be some gusty winds as well that are going to contribute to the low humidity and the fire danger. So you got to be careful in that area of California.
Now, in the meantime, up in Montana, to be continued, where we had the snow yesterday, last night, and into tonight, I might add, in some areas up around Bozeman, be very careful, because above 1,500 feet, you've got a foot of snow or more. The higher you go, get up around those 9,000-foot peaks, you're going to have a foot and a half to 2 feet of snow. So be advised that it's winter driving out in that area of Montana. Now, in the southwestern corner of Colorado tonight, we have got some, what appears to be some bad weather conditions in terms of haze, and the air just is not conducive to anybody that's got any lung problems. There's also a fire threat advisory in the middle of the state there along I-25 coming up out of New Mexico. And then in northwest New Mexico, over there, you have got the same scenario with bad air conditions. Apparently, that may be all that smoke from that fire coming out of Arizona. They got that big fire that's still burning in Arizona.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, in Nevada, we've got some pretty severe freeze warnings that are going on. Now, this is in the northeastern, central to northeastern part of the state. So this would be north of Las Vegas and, of course, east of Reno and Carson City. But you've got a freeze warning going on there where, of course, they're going to have to cover up plants. If they're growing anything, that could be impacted. Also, if you have pipes outside and so forth, they're asking to wrap those pipes up. This is going to be northern Elko County, Ruby Mountains, East Humboldt Range, south central Elko County, southern Lander County, and southern Eureka County as well, also including White Pine County. So if you're in any of those areas, you have to take some precautions.
Now, if you're in the upper Midwest in the portions of the Central Plains, and I'm talking about North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Nebraska, again, the western part of Minnesota tonight, and it looks like maybe even Iowa, and could even be a small part of Kansas, too. There are conditions conducive to some big old bad thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts and heavy rain possible for those areas. We've got a severe thunderstorm watch along the Minnesota-North Dakota border about halfway up out of Fargo right there right now, so be advised of that. We've also got some rain on the South Dakota border with Minnesota right now, just south of Sioux Falls. Be advised of that. And we've also got some rain in the north central part of Nebraska that seems to be moving across too. Now, moving over to the east, Chicago, we do have some heavy fog tonight around Chicago, and that fog goes along I-90 and I-94 all the way towards the western end of Michigan and then up the west side of Michigan, up along the lake, up almost all the way to Traverse City. And then over on the east side around Detroit, we have fog over there, down into Toledo, the western part of Ohio along I-90. I see some fog tonight in Ohio towards the northwestern corner. They're going right into, looks like Fort Wayne, Indiana right now, as well as the central part of Indiana, down below Indianapolis, perhaps down around Lafayette where Dan is. It looks like we've got some fog there. And again, some rain that's in the northern part of North Carolina along I-95, also moving up towards Emporia, Richmond, Virginia, some scattered showers there. A little bit of fog along the east coast as well in the Chesapeake, Virginia area, again, Norfolk, and up towards Maryland, limited areas of fog. Not a lot, but enough to where it could impede your safe driving.
Exactly right. A lot going on tonight. Absolutely.
Yeah, so just keep your eyes on the prize and two hands on the wheel. And remember, your pilot and Flying J truck stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there if you're feeling a little tired, you need some fuel, need a shower, you need a great meal, whatnot. Get on in there and get what you need to get done. And remember, they have got some great, great, great eating in the pilot travel centers now that you never expected to find. McDonald's are in there, Wendy's are in there, Arby's are in there. You could find a Taco Bell, a Subway, a Pizza Hut. Also could be a fried chicken place. Could be Kentucky Fried Chicken or Church's Fried Chicken, as I understand. And in the Fine J's, of course, you're going to have a sit-down Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Dunkin' Donuts showing up now in some of these Flying J's for a little extra stuff in the middle of the night. And, of course, I kind of like that Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, Kyle, that iced vanilla coffee that Dunkin' Donuts has.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But whatever it is, when you pull into the parking lot there, you know it's going to be good once you get there.
Yeah, and I have a habit of stopping at my favorite place on the way back home. I have to go buy one, and I just pull into the drive-in because it's so conveniently located, you know. I just pull in there, and I'll say, okay, I'll have one of your sparkle donuts because they got the donuts. They call them sparkle donuts in the morning, and they're either chocolate with the sparkles on them or they're vanilla with coconut or something like that, and they're really good. One of those and a nice iced vanilla coffee to go. Really good.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, when we come back, hour number two, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. You know, AT&T yesterday announced that they're going to axe about 3,400 jobs. By the way, Kyle, you had a situation out by you, Pacific Gas and Electric. The CEO pled guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the 2018 campfire that destroyed most of a Northern California town. Wow, what the heck is that going to do to PG&E?
Well, that's a very, very good question. Obviously, it's going to mean, of course, that there may be higher prices involved.
Oh, there's no maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get on out of here, and let's let Deep Purple take us to the break. So here we go. Be back right after the top of our news.
Got love like quicksand. Oh, it took one touch of her hand. Oh, my mind, and I'm in so deep. I can't eat y'all, I can't sleep.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.